This is Dr. Lee dictating a progress note, patient name DEC, D-E-C-K, Marjorie, M-A-R-J-O-R-I-E, date of birth 10-6-1928, place Frankenwood Genesis Nursing Rehab, date of service 8-27-2023. Patient seen today for follow-up. When I came to see the patient nursing home, she was reported by the nursing staff. She has been lethargic, not eating, and when I saw the patient today, she's really answering any questions. She's mumbling, lethargic. Her baseline, usually she's awake, alert, talkative, but she's not responding to verbal command. On the sternal up, she's opening her eyes, and patient does have a significant change in her mental status. And patient does have recent respiratory failure. She was hospitalized. She was diagnosed with pulmonary embolism, left leg DVT. She has been maintaining her medication, and but today she's not responding to the verbal command, and she's very weak and lethargic and not eating. On examination, patient lying on the bed, lethargic, blood pressure 106/57, pulse 72. Temperature 98.4 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, and she's on oxygen. Her pulse ox is 95%. She's on 2 liter, right?
Yeah.
She's on 2 liter. She was reported to be hypoxic on the room air, and she was placed on 2 liter. Head atomic, pneumophilic, eyes anectaric, neck supple, chest non tender, lungs bilateral, onchi, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, bowel positive. Extremities, edema in the both leg noted, 1 plus pitting, and she was reported to have arm edema, but that is much better. Neuro patient is lethargic, does not respond to verbal command, but on sternal rub, and she does open her eyes and mumbling. Assessment, patient has a change in mental status. Next line. History of pulmonary embolism, history of left leg DVT, history of TIA, history of diabetes mellitus, coronary artery disease, and lumbar 2 compression fracture, ambulatory dysfunction. Plan of care, because of patient's acute change in mental status and in her condition, we will transfer the patient out to the hospital for further evaluation. Care plan was discussed with the nursing staff. Thank you.